Long before the pandemic, some rural communities struggled with poor access to health care, including dental care. And some areas are now trying to change that. A pop-up health clinic for underserved communities in Lyon County, Nevada, just launched a mobile dental service. Natalie Van Hooser of member station KUNR made the trip down to Yerington to learn more.
On an overcast Sunday morning, about 10 people line up in a parking lot in the rural town of Yerington. They're waiting for their appointments at the pop-up medical outreach clinic. The clinic, organized by the University of Nevada, Reno School of Medicine, sees patients once a month and provides health and dental services for people who can't afford them.
The fact that this is so easily accessible and that it's free makes it all the more comfortable to come to.
That's Yerington resident Darlene Marie Triplet, who says she relies on this health clinic. So does Sean Laughlin, who's here for a dental checkup in the 40-foot mobile van, which sits outside the medical building. He also lives in rural Nevada and drove about an hour to Yerington.
I need some work done on a tooth, and I was planning on going to my dentist in Mexico because it's a lot less expensive than here in America. And when I found out about this, I thought, well, I've got to give that a try. It sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Inside the unit, there are two patient rooms, separated by a waiting area. Drop-in Dental was started by dentist Veronica Vasquez. The majority of her work in the Reno area is with corporate clients, and she and her team of dental professionals and students volunteer their time in Yerington. Vasquez says the dental issues she sees in rural and urban Nevada are similar, but the lack of access to dental care in rural areas can present challenges.
When you start getting into an area of neglect and you don't have regular cleanings and your gums get inflamed, then you have bone loss of function with your teeth, and not having biting surfaces is a health problem, right? Because you can't eat nutritional food.
Vasquez says this lack of dental care can exacerbate other serious health issues too.
There's a link between periodontal or gum disease and cardiac disease as well. So there's that medical oral link.
There are just two dental practices in Yerington, serving a population of more than 3,000 people. For those looking for additional care, the closest urban areas, Reno and Carson City, are over an hour away. For 2 years now, University of Nevada, Reno medical students have organized these free pop-up clinics in rural areas, including Yerington, providing services such as immunizations, blood work, and diabetes care. They coordinate with community organizations, including the Healthy Communities Coalition, a nonprofit which helps people in rural areas struggling with access to health care and food insecurities. Wendy Madsen heads up the coalition. She says she realized there was a vital need for dental care during a conversation she had with volunteers.
Two of our food pantry volunteers had come in to serve and had shared that the night before they had pulled each other's teeth in their garage because they had infections and these painful teeth. So it really opened our eyes to what is happening, why, and what are we going to do about it.
To address this need, Madsen and her team worked to include Drop-In Dental's mobile services as part of the pop-up clinic. Madsen said the response was immediate.
We put out the information for the appointments, and it filled up in 2 hours. We have a wait list a page and a half long.
A recent study in the International Journal for Equity in Health found that mobile clinics can reduce barriers to health care in both rural and urban regions. These clinics visit areas that are typically underserved and lessen the need for transportation.
Mobile clinics have a history of developing deep relationships and trust with communities.
Molly Williams co-authored the study. She's a doctor of public health and the executive director of the Family Van, a mobile medical unit run by the Harvard Medical School. Williams says mobile medical units do more than provide physical access to care.
When done right, when developed with the community over time, mobile clinic operators can reach people who may not feel comfortable getting care through the traditional healthcare system.
And Williams applauds the inclusion of mobile dental care, which she says can provide additional health benefits.
Many dentists talk to you about your health history. And so it's a place where they can catch oral cancer early on. So making sure that we get people into all the types of healthcare, including dental care, is important for people's overall health.
Back at the mobile dental van, Sean Lachlan says he'd like to come back to this clinic.
I would love to do it again. It's nice to be welcomed into a situation where you don't have the anxiety of the heavy burden of cost.
And this summer, the University of Nevada, Reno medical students and community partners are planning outreach to another underserved group, migrant farm workers. For Here and Now, I'm Natalie Van Hooser.